the halls of Chippewa Falls High School, Ty Weiberg is on a mission.
Todos son muy curiosos, ¿no?
Sí.
Ty is starting the final semester of his senior year and studying Spanish.
Esta es una oportunidad fantástica.
In any language, the past year for Ty has been filled with fantastic opportunities. Because of what he's done out here. Ty competes for the Chippewa Valley Nordic Ski Team, sometimes practicing more than 5 nights a week.
So if I'm going really hard, I'm thinking about just speeding up my stroke and just telling myself, just pull, pull, pull. Or sometimes when I'm on a nice, easy ski, it's just kind of thinking about, you know, what am I going to have for dinner tonight when I get done with practice?
Most nights, there's not a lot of time to think about dinner.
And go, Ty.
Because Ty has been training for the U.S. National Championships.
So it was kind of a tough practice just to get those quicker sprints in to get me ready for a couple of the races I'm doing.
Qualifying for nationals was a big deal for Ty and his parents.
This is kind of amazing because he just got into Nordic within the last couple years, and to be competing in Utah at a national level.
However, that competition would open the door for the unexpected.
The coach for Team USA pulled me off to the side, and she asked me, Ty, do you have a passport? And I looked at her a little puzzled, and she's like, well, you're going to Germany. It took a second for it to register, and I was like, are you serious?
Team USA selected Ty to be part of their national development team. The news spread quickly. From that moment, Ty could feel the support of family and community at every turn.
Keep that spirit up.
Thank you. It's a really cool experience to see that community behind me. See all the people that are supporting me, even people that I've never met before.
For his first international competition, Ty kept his aspirations simple.
My goal is to go out there, have as much fun as possible, and soak up the environment. I'm just gonna measure success by skiing my hardest. I'm just looking forward to obviously skiing against the best in the world.
Skiing for Team USA is quite an accomplishment for this Wisconsin teen born with spina bifida.
So when I was born, my spinal cord was outside of my back, so it affects all of the nerves below that. I don't have control over my legs, so I don't have feeling in my feet.
That shock, I remember that day specifically when we were sitting in the doctor's office and they said that, and then when we were traveling down to Mayo Clinic, it was actually on 9/11. And they're all telling you all these worst-case scenarios.
It would be very easy to make a million and one excuses as far as, I can't do this because I have spina bifida. I can't do this because of my disability. And instead, he says, well, maybe I just have to find a different way to do it.
I had to overcome a lot of stereotypes having a disability, and then even just the challenges of trying to find ways to adapt the sports.
At the World Championships, Ty's winning attitude paid off. Not in a first-place finish or spot on the medal stand. For Ty, it's about so much more.
I didn't place super high, but my times improved a lot. That's kind of all that mattered for me, and I was super happy placing where I did. It was the best I had felt finishing last. It showed me how much harder I need to work. I definitely came back motivated more than ever because it's an attainable goal now.
And I think the best part about Ty, he just embraces who he is. When people ask him, if you could take away your disability, he would say, absolutely not. He said, my disability doesn't define me, but it is who I am, and I would not be where I am today if it weren't for my disability.
being noticed for my hard work, and it's just a great feeling. If you want to do something, go out and do it, because you can't let anyone tell you differently. Ty Weiberg is determined. Ty Weiberg is tenacious.